We are live in Philadelphia. The Dodgers and Phillies getting set for game three of this four-game series. Always great to be in the friendly confines of the booth with Rick Monday. Hi, Rick. Hope you're enjoying Philadelphia.
You know, I know it's hot, but I didn't realize you had heat frustration because evidently you have lost touch with reality. It's not that much fun being up here. It's a hot, muggy night, and for the Dodgers, they're trying to shake off what took place last night. Lightning struck on both sides, positive and negative. And the big deal, too, is that, you know, Kenley Jansen, then after the ballgame, hit by the line drive off of the right ankle, stayed in the ballgame. He told everybody he was all right. And then after the game, he made a comment and said, well, I shouldn't have stayed in the game.
Yeah, and today he has his right ankle taped, and I'm not sure how available he may be. So Dave Roberts may have to have a plan B if it's a save situation.
Well, same situation, but if we start to look at some of the pitches in last night's ballgame that were made by Kenley Jansen, a lot of pitches down the middle, and especially the first pitch to Bryce Harper. A couple of plays, could they have been made? Could they have not been made? The blooper into not even shallow center field. It was deep shortstop is where the ball was hit, but the Dodgers had the shift on. And when you have three men to the left side of the infield, it's problematic as to who can go back at a certain angle and be able to catch that ball because it's going to be directly over your head. And you have to make a basket catch going to the outfield. I know some people are saying, well, A.J. Pollock, why was he playing so deeply at that particular point? Well, the reason is very, very simple. You're going to be playing a little bit more deeply than you would be anyways. It's prevent double situation. You don't want the runner at first base to be able to come around and score. So you're going to be a little deeper. But that's really an infielder's ball. That's not the center fielder. If you had to rely upon the center fielder to catch the ball that shallow in the outfield all the time, it's going to be a lot of base hits.
Let's talk about the good from last night, Rick. I heard you mention this during the broadcast after the 22-minute rain delay. The Dodgers very easily could have said, you know what, let's punt this game. Let's not worry about it. But they kept fighting.
Yeah, I think that they really stuck to a plan that they should be applauded for, because I think in that 20 minutes, they made the most of those 20 minutes from an informational standpoint. I don't know if they went to the virtual reality goggles and looked at Neris, who was going to be pitching against them, but they had a chance to look at videotape. They had a chance to go over the scouting report on him as well. And if needed, to take some swings in the indoor batting cage right next to the visiting team. So they came out after that 20-minute delay very well prepared.
What can you say about Matt Beattie in the short time we've seen him?
It's been remarkable. I mean, he's been remarkable. He's very interesting. And one of the things that he's done that we even saw going back to spring training, he puts in good at-bats. He does not overswing. He makes very good contact. And for him to come up with that home run last night, you begin to look at Matt Beattie and say, well, my goodness, this is a guy that appears to be doing more than just knocking on the door at the major league level right now.
Yeah, and he seems to have that type of personality where it's very even tempered. It doesn't seem like the moment gets too big for him, obviously, with his two home runs.
Yeah, to this point, and to be very, very honest with you, and not being cynical, is you have to give someone the opportunity to go through that stretch too, that, you know, things are not going to go well. You're going to go through it, and you're going to go through it a lot. You know, not everybody is as fortunate as you, David, to get that motivation during the afternoon. It's warm, it's muggy, but you took advantage of the city of brotherly love today, and you visited the site of Rocky.
That's right, the Rocky Steps, Rick. I ran those steps up, and I heard your voice in my head saying, keep going, big guy.
Yeah, you tried to tell me that you ran from the hotel all the way there, and I called you out on it, and then you kind of admitted, well, you didn't really run all the way there.
No, I ran probably, I would say, the last half mile up the steps. How about that?
Half mile out.
And then up the steps.
You know, it's amazing how often those steps get visited by people. I don't know if you had a clear path to be able to run it, but many, many times you have to kind of pick your spots because it's a photo opportunity most times.
Yeah, and I had a stranger take my photo, so I had some documentation for you, Rick.
Yeah, well, David, the world view is filled with strangers.
All right, well, Rick will have the eye of the tiger tonight on the broadcast with Tim Neverett. We'll send it back to you for now, Tim.